Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Congressman Mike Thompson, along with colleague Lynn Woolsey, has introduced an amendment to an oil drilling bill to once again ban oil drilling off the Northern California coast. The House bill, which if passed, would allow for expanded drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, the east coast of the United States, and the southern coast of California, is currently making its way through Congress. Thompson said in a press release that oil drilling is an important part of our energy solution, but we should only drill where it's appropriate, and that means no drilling off the North Coast. Thompson went on to point out the dangers offshore drilling would pose to the North Coast ocean-based economy and the dangers posed to the ecosystem in the area. Congressman Woolsey has also introduced a separate bill that would permanently ban offshore drilling from Sonoma County north to the Oregon border. The Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods held its final public forum for the three candidates vying for the vacant president's seat today after Dr. Patrick Schmidt took his turn. Schmidt, along with current interim president Dr. Upal Goswami and Catherine Lehner, are the three candidates for the position, and a final decision is expected in the next few weeks. Dr. Schmidt has served as the president of Pierce College in Washington State since 2010, and his resume includes stops at schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Florida. Catherine Lehner has served as the president and superintendent of Mendocino College since 2005, where she served as president of academic affairs before being appointed to the president's post. Lehner has been a certified public accountant since 1978, and she previously worked at Pikes Peak Community College in Colorado. And Dr. Goswami has been the interim president at CR since July of 2010 and served previously as the school's vice president of instruction. Goswami earned a doctorate in economics at SMU and has served at colleges in Texas, New Mexico, Missouri, and California. A tractor-trailer driven by 51-year-old Gary Robles of Modesto smashed into a vehicle parked on the shoulder of the northbound lanes of Highway 101 just south of College of the Redwoods this morning. The parked car, a Honda, was unoccupied at the time of the collision, and the CHP report that Robles allowed his truck to drift out of the number 2 lane and onto the shoulder, where he hit the car. The force of the collision caused the big rig to overturn, forcing the closure of the shoulder and the number 2 lane. Robles was not injured during the collision, but both his truck and the car suffered major damage. It took crews several hours to remove both vehicles from the highway, and the cause of the incident remains under investigation, although impairment is not considered a factor. And Caltrans will hold another open house tonight, this time in Eureka at the Warfinger Building from 4:30 until 6:30 to solicit public input into a proposed project to improve Highway 101 as it enters the city. The engineered feasibility study will evaluate traffic flow, safety, and mobility improvements along Highway 101 from Kmart to the split of 4th and 5th Streets in Eureka. The study will be used in the planning of any future projects, and public comment and input is welcome. Last night, more than 24 residents on the Samoa Peninsula attended a Caltrans open house to discuss safety improvements to Highway 255 between Eureka and Arcata. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Yesterday, State Senator Noreen Evans introduced a bill that would create a plan to develop long-term funding for California state parks. SB 1078 would utilize money currently owed to the State Lands Commission through delinquent rents and undervalued state land leases. There are 20 parks in Evans's district that are on the state closure list, and they will shut down on July 1st unless funding can be found to keep them open. The bill would keep the parks open through a loan from the state general fund that would then be paid back through collections from the State Lands Commission on past due monies. Now Senator Evans has scheduled 2 workshops to solicit input from the public on how to create partnerships to help keep those state parks open. The first workshop will be held in Fort Bragg on the 23rd of this month, and the second in Santa Rosa on the 24th. Officials from the Humboldt County Library announced today that visitors to the Blue Lake branch will now be able to access high-speed wireless internet connections. The new connection is 60 times faster than the library's old dial-up connection and will be available to visitors during normal business hours. The project was initiated by Blue Lake Mayor Sherman Shapiro, who wanted to create a high-speed internet hub at the library. And Access Humboldt connected the library with internet service provider Tsunami Wireless to establish the connection. Over the past month, the Arcata Police Department has received information that a concentrated cannabis or hash manufacturing operation was being run out of an apartment in the 1600 block of Foster Avenue in the city. After an investigation, a search warrant was obtained for the residence. Yesterday, officers from the Arcata Police Department served the search warrant, and upon entering, officers located over 2.5 pounds of hash and 6.5 pounds of processed marijuana. 27-year-old Lance Christian Lorenzen of Arcata was arrested and booked into Humboldt County Jail on several charges, including marijuana for sale and the possession of concentrated cannabis. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening with KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.